With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Could wearable technology become Apple's next biggest driver of revenue growth? We'll talk with the Journal's Christopher Mims in a moment. First, here are some top tech headlines. Some Whole Foods employees want to unionize workers at the company's grocery stores. It's to address what they say are changes to corporate culture and diminished compensation under the ownership of Amazon.com. The employees said they want to push Whole Foods and Amazon for better compensation, benefits, and profit sharing. The unionization push presents a potentially high-profile challenge to Amazon, which has opposed past organizing efforts by warehouse workers and other employees that are less visible to customers than grocery store clerks. Facebook said Thursday it would invest more than $1 billion in a new data center in Singapore. It will be Facebook's first data center in Asia and a win for Singapore as other jurisdictions such as China tighten controls over where user data is stored. The social media giant is facing pressure globally to remove offensive and inflammatory content, a development that has emboldened countries including China, India, and Vietnam to compel tech companies to store user data in the country of origin. That has raised concerns about privacy and how that data could be treated, and shorten the list of places that offer both infrastructure sufficient for a data center and freedom of data transfer. The U.S. unveiled charges Thursday against a North Korean operative in connection with a series of cyber attacks, including the 2014 Sony Pictures hack and a global ransomware attack that infected hundreds of thousands of computers last year. Park Jin-hyuk was accused in a criminal complaint dated June 8th but unsealed Thursday of committing a raft of cybercrimes between 2014 and through this year at the direction of the North Korean government. Soon after the Sony breach, which exposed thousands of embarrassing emails between executives and led the studio to pull the movie The Interview from theaters, the FBI publicly identified North Korea as the likely perpetrator. The movie involved a satirical plot to kill North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Still ahead, Apple's next big thing might be wearables. Apple first made its name as a PC company. It's become very much an iPhone company, and now the question is, what does Apple do for its third act? Could it be its services business, which has been a fast-growing sector, or something else? Here to talk about what Apple's next big thing might be is the Wall Street Journal's Christopher Mims, who writes Keywords, a weekly column on technology. He joins us from Baltimore. Christopher, you're betting that Apple's third age will be as a wearable company, right?
Yes, wearables and the services that support it.
And it's not going to be just services which are tied to Apple's iPhones and which were a $30 billion business. It's going to be this new batch of hardware, wearables combined with services.
Yeah, one thing that you're already seeing is Apple's revenues tend to be cyclical when new devices come out. And especially you see that with the iPhone, clearly. But their services revenue doesn't have that problem at all. It just goes up every quarter. And that's because, you know, it's people paying for iCloud subscriptions. But it's also things that have the potential to expand quite a lot, like Apple Payments. Apple is also getting into health data. That's a potential revenue stream. Ultimately, the way that this works out is you buy one of these products. You know, obviously the AirPods don't make any sense without an Apple Watch or an iPhone. Or let's say you want to get the Apple Watch. You get sucked into the ecosystem. So you end up buying some subset of the components that they'll sell you, these wearables, and then you are eventually a subscriber to an Apple service. I mean, you can only stream the watch, the LTE watch, Apple Music if you don't have a phone present. Obviously, payments is linked to the devices. So they have these subtle ways that they are tying their services ever closer to their gadgets as exclusives.
Now, how important is Apple's launch next week? A new Apple Watch, AirPods, you know, new iPhones?
Well, I think the thing that's remarkable about Apple, you know, and Amazon has been similar, and partly this is just the law of large numbers. If you're going to build a really big business, it takes time. And Apple is always fantastic at not just making incremental upgrades to its devices, but making meaningful incremental upgrades. So it's always tempting for technology companies to just add more features. But Apple tends to add more features that actually enhance your experience in one way or another without necessarily complicating things. So we're looking forward to future AirPods. It's pretty obvious that what's going on there is you're going to get things like noise canceling that actually work in the AirPods. The AirPods don't have that now. You're going to get further enhancements to the watch that could improve its battery life, which of course is an issue when you're using the LTE version, you know, in place of a phone. There's a rumor that there's a bigger screen. What could that be about other than making the watch a more primary device? So in every case, each generation, they just sort of pile on, you know, one small improvement or refinement after another that either makes it more functional or more robust. And what you end up with are, again, this ecosystem of devices that are more interchangeable. So the phone becomes, you know, perhaps a hub. You need the phone for heavy lifting on the compute side and for connecting to a cellular network in some cases. But that phone, it's just your local server in your pocket, but you don't always need it.
You write that tech research firm IDC named Apple the wearables market leader with a 17% global share. Is this likely to improve even further with this ecosystem that's being built out between the wearables and the services?
It's not clear what's going to happen to Apple in terms of its overall market share, but what you're seeing is steady growth in terms of both the watch and AirPods. So the overall market could expand faster than Apple's growth, in which case Apple's share of that market could shrink. But it's a safe bet that, as in phones, Apple is taking the lion's share of profits because their margins are so much higher. And it's also clear that Apple is absolutely dominant at the high end. I mean, especially in terms of watches. Google just recently updated their OS for wearable devices, but Google just does not have the integration between all of its devices that Apple has. Samsung is trying, but their Tizen OS has, you know, no meaningful market share. So unless a company like Xiaomi or Huawei pulls out something interesting, which again would probably only be localized to the market in China, Apple is almost like they're the only provider in this category.
You write that one hitch to Apple's plan here could be Amazon and the cloud. Could you go into that?
Yeah, both Amazon and Google have the potential to, depending on the direction this technology goes, be disruptive or at least be healthy competitors to Apple if a future of computing that's more about wearables ends up being more about the cloud. Obviously, when you are relying on a watch as a primary device, you're very, very dependent on the cloud. Amazon is very strong there. Amazon has shown, you know, a market ability to come out with cheap commodity versions of its own devices. Amazon does not have its own phone. Obviously, that failed. That's a big weakness for them. Google still has some potential there. They tend to be kind of later, but that doesn't mean that they don't make really amazing mobile products. So those eventually, if we are really relying on smart assistants and voice-based computing, and it is, you know, 100% about the cloud, that is not an area where Apple is strong right now, and they know it. They're hiring in that area. They know that they have to improve not just voice recognition, but what Siri is capable of doing.
Wall Street Journal technology reporter Christopher Mims joining us from Baltimore. Thanks, Christopher.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.